Last time, we talked about fulfilling our wives' needs from the standpoint of love. This time, our topic is tenderness. Most men are not, by nature, tender. Sometimes it's difficult for a husband to realize that a wife is a tender being. That perhaps is the reason why in Colossians 3:19 it says, "Husbands, love your wives and never treat them harshly." It is so easy for us as husbands to have blind spots in this area of tenderness, and perhaps the words to the following song express a worthwhile prayer today for each of us. Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee, ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine. The bulk of marriages today self-destruct or are victimized by chronic unhappiness. The guarantee of continued endurance and greater happiness, men, comes in our Christian marriages by not letting down in the command to lead our wives in love and tenderness. One woman, when asked what her husband did that caused her to leave him, said, "Nothing." Often it is what men fail to do as heads of the house that keep a family messed up. 1 Corinthians 14:8 says, "For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself for the battle?" You know, if you're going to blow a charge, fellows, blow charge. If you're going to blow retreat, blow retreat. But for heaven's sakes, don't play a medley. Let's talk for a moment about leading in tenderness by caring for our wives' emotional needs and by communicating with her, since you studied in those two areas. Though a man's main attention may be given to his work, Genesis 3:16 lets us know that a woman's main interest and desire will be her husband. There may be tender and precious moments of silence, knowing that Jesus is present and sharing in your love for one another. Yet there must be times when, for no reason except to say it, you need to tell her, "I love you." There will be other opportunities when your home is perhaps crowded with guests that you tell her by a look or by simply resting your hand on her shoulder. Tenderness triggered by doing with her something nice, something she enjoys doing, will meet needs in the emotional makeup of your wife that go unmet when your leading is simple pleasures for her to go undone. Another need meter is a genuine compliment paid to her on a meal she worked hard to prepare, or a dress she looks especially nice in, a hairstyle you enjoy, or maybe just a memorable experience you had with her. To go your selfish ways is to let your wife and partner go with needs unmet that only you by God's design can meet. We could pray for one another that we'll not become so busy readjusting our burden as the family financial provider that we have neither the time nor the strength to enjoy the marvelous rewards and meaningfulness in leading our wives thoughtfully and tenderly. To the modern husband, till death do us part is taking on new meaning. Many marriages are parting because of the death of communication. Identify the problems of your communication and seek to get to the root of them, then prayerfully change. Men, to say that you're too busy to talk is to convey that you're really not interested. Philippians 2, 3 and 4. When you become defensive, it indicates to your wife that they are right and you're wrong. Exodus 14, 14. To begin to manifest super guilt is to imply that you have no intention of changing or you wouldn't act that way. And peace at any price in communicating will probably leave you or your wife with repressed feelings. Matthew 5:23. Not accepting the feelings of another in an exchange of ideas is a sure way to block communications. To talk successfully together, two must think together. A message to your mate may go through this complicated network of interpretation. What you mean to say, what you actually say, what the other person hears, what the other person thinks he hears, what the other person says about what you said, what you think the other person said about what you said. The writer of Proverbs 18:2 said, "A fool hath no delight in understanding," and he knew that we would need to listen to understand. It is in listening that love matures. The wise advice offered in Proverbs 4:7, "And with all thy getting, get understanding," is worth a try in our marriages. Make it your lifelong goal to study your mate. Focus on her family background, health, ethics, ideas on children, family policies, recreation, leisure, habits, sex, understanding. In the light of such a study, your leading your beloved in tenderness can be an honor to God and an example to others, as was Job in 4:4. Thy words have upholden her that was falling, and thou hast strengthened feeble knees. Tenderly leading by caring for your wife's emotional needs and learning to openly communicate with her, for most men, comes at a high price. It's something we must learn to do, not something that happens automatically or by osmosis. As you make an application from this study, begin to learn what your wife responds to and then continue to look for creative ways of daily expressing tenderness by meeting her needs.